Jazzanuga has taken on a life of its own, going well beyond just a music festival at this point. There are so many programs involved with children and education and spreading the joy of jazz. James McKissick joins me today to talk about Jazzanuga events coming up.
I'm excited to be here to share with you all that we have going on. You know, you're right. Jazzanuga is more than a festival. That's our big event that we have every April. But our mission is truly focused on music education and featuring local performers and artists in Chattanooga. So we take as many opportunities throughout the year to be in schools, to be in the community, educating young people about jazz and about music, and providing as many opportunities as possible to feature local musicians and local artists throughout the Chattanooga community.
You have partnerships with places like the Hunter Museum. They have Jazzanuga events quite often there. You go into the schools, as you said,
yes,
and various other venues around town. How hard is it to approach someone and say, hey, would you partner with Jazzanuga?
It's not hard at all. Most people love music. And most people love Chattanooga who live here. So when we go places and say, hey, would you like to host a Jazzanuga brunch? Or could we bring some musicians and performers into your school? Or could we feature even your school band at one of our events? People are always willing to make that happen because people love music and people love Chattanooga music.
There are a lot of local musicians, and some may think that jazz is kind of dying out. But as evidenced by the guests you have coming for the actual festival performance, these are new, up-and-coming, just really edgy in some ways, jazz performers.
Exactly. One of them, Gretchen Parlato, who I really love, was just recently nominated for a Jazz Vocal Album Grammy at the 2015 Grammys. She has a wonderful style of singing. We have Take Six, who have been around for a while. They're actually the most awarded vocal group in history. We have Alan Hampton, who's a very well-known jazz bassist, and Eric Roberson, who is more so like a neo-soul or R&B artist. The goal always is to make sure that we have opportunities for local performers and young people to participate as well. So we have lots of local groups that will be coming out, performing as openers for a lot of the headline acts. We have them at some of our outdoor events. We always do a week of events up and down ML King Boulevard, and they'll be performing in some of the venues there. So it's going to be a wonderful April full of music.
When you purchase your tickets for the festival, does that cover all of the concerts or do you sell them individually?
Well, we have different tiers of tickets. You can purchase an individual ticket to a concert, or you can purchase what we call a VIP ticket, which allows you access to all of the shows. However, one of the things that we really want to let people know is we have more free concerts than we do ones you have to pay for. We want this music to be spread throughout to all people who love jazz and all people who love music. So look at our schedule, which will be online, and check it out because there's lots of free events and then some that are reasonably priced as well.
One of the things that you can access just about any time, whenever the public library is open, is an exhibit on one of the cornerstone names in jazz, and that's Brubeck.
Yes, and we are excited to partner with our public library system, as well as the University of the Pacific, the Brubeck Institute there, to bring an exhibit about Dave Brubeck to Chattanooga. We learned that Dave Brubeck actually performed here in Chattanooga a couple of times in the 1980s. So some of those collateral materials will be on display. But we have an exhibition there about the life of Dave Brubeck that focuses on his music, but also his work in the civil rights movement and in jazz education.
He certainly educated his sons well.
Yes.
They are amazing jazz musicians in their
yes.
own right.
Yes, they still play all around. And, you know, it's wonderful that the University of the Pacific has continued with his archives and with promoting him and all that he's done in jazz and for our country, too, for the arts and culture.
Of course, the exhibit at the library is absolutely free.
It is. It's free. On April the 18th, we are having what we're kind of calling a Brubeckalooza at the library. For half of the day, you can come. We're going to have a wonderful grand piano at the front of the library outside. We'll have local pianists performing. We'll have the exhibit that you can go up and see. We'll be streaming a Dave Brubeck concert, too, in the library and handing out piano-shaped cookies to the library patrons. So that's going to be April the 18th, and we definitely invite everyone to drive through or come through and participate.
Does that concert include that 11-minute version of Take Five?
Our performers might not do that, but the concert definitely does. It's a wonderful documentary from the 60s, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
James, what got you into jazz?
I think that my dad being a jazz fan, my experience as a child watching Mr. Rogers, who played jazz a lot on his show, and also my time that I spent growing up listening to WUTC definitely helped to formulate me into a jazz fan.
One of the things I enjoyed most about being a jazz music host here was learning so much about the jazz community, mm-hmm. because you had so many collaborations between various artists.
Right.
And you don't see that as much in the rock and roll world, but you do see it in the jazz world. You see it in the Celtic world. And it's amazing because the sounds that came out of those collaborations are just intensely wonderful.
They are, yeah. And I was reading an article just yesterday that said, you know, jazz and classical music are the lowest purchased music in our country. But there are some really strong jazz fans that are still out here, and there's a jazz culture. And Chattanooga has a really strong part in that. I mean, people like Yusef Lateef came from Chattanooga, Valida Snow, Lovey Austin, even Clyde Stubblefield, the incredible drummer. There's so much music history here in our city, and one of the things that we always want to do is celebrate that. A way that we do that is we actually have a banner project on ML King Boulevard. The banners are celebrating a lot of those musicians from Chattanooga who really have contributed to music worldwide.
Well, jazz is one of those forms of music that is purely American.
Exactly. I mean, it's America's classical music. It was created here in America from a variety of different musical influences. And one of the things that I love about jazz is you have people like Dave Brubeck and Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald who were not only ambassadors for their culture, for their race, for their music, but they took jazz to the world and just did some incredible things and shared what America can do throughout the world as far as music.
The website?
Our website is www.jazzanooga.org, and we invite you to explore it, sign up for some of our programs, check out our schedule, and of course, buy tickets.
The proceeds from the tickets help to support the jazz programs in the community all year long.
They do. They support the festival, the music programs, the music education that we do. It's just a wonderful way to give back and celebrate Chattanooga's music heritage.
Putting together a festival like this with big names doesn't come easy. How on earth did you afford it?
Well, we have a lot of support from the local community. We're supported by the Benwood Foundation. The Lyndhurst Foundation supports lots of our education initiatives. Blue Cross, EPB, SunTrust, and the City of Chattanooga have all made contributions to make Jazzanooga possible.
You can learn more about what's happening during the month of April and where to get your jazz fix online at jazzanooga.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.